I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got a show for you this week. I like it when we have a show, when we're about to do a show. That makes sense. At any rate, we've got a show for you. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I like doing that. You know that. Every week I say that I like doing that. I must really like doing that. At any rate, join us at our website of drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen, because you will find all of our past shows. You'll find information. You'll find articles. Well, some articles. I haven't written any in a while. I've been busy. But when I write articles, that's where you'll find them. So it's a good place to look. Listen, if you are at all like me, and I know most of you are because you're geeks. If you're watching this show, it's probably because you're a geek. Yes. And I say geek in the fondest possible way. I'm not disparaging anyone when I call them a geek, because I are one. I am one. Yes, I are one is just, it's more me. Anyway, yes, so you should be a geek probably if you're watching this show. Here's the thing. If you are one like me, then you probably try things in the cloud. You want to install things in the cloud to experiment with them. And have I got a deal for you? This is Linode. Linode is a great place in the cloud to install Linux and play with things and just have fun. And if you use this reference, drbill.tv/Linode, it will direct you to a link. And at that link, you can get $100 credit. $100. Now, in Linode terms, that's a long time. Really. I've got a system that's in the cloud at Linode that I pay $5 a month for. $100? $5 a month? That would be a long time. But you can use it to play and experiment and have fun. So I encourage you to check this deal out. Go to Linode. Well, actually go to drbill.tv/Linode, as it says there right there on the screen. And you will cut your cloud bills in half. Can't beat that with a stick. I mean, even a big stick. Okay. So what are we talking about this week? We're talking about something that is near and dear to my heart, which is Linux. Linux is near and dear to my heart. That's why Linode is such a great sponsor for this week's show, because they're all about experimenting with Linode in the cloud. Well, listen, if you want to play with Linux, the latest, greatest version of Peppermint, what used to be called Peppermint Linux or Peppermint OS, that's what it used to be called. Now it's just called Peppermint. Yes. And the latest version is out. It's completely revamped. Now, in case you didn't know it, Peppermint, when it was Peppermint Linux or Peppermint OS, was originally created right here in North Carolina. Now, the folks that were maintaining it basically moved on and are doing different things now. But the project was so popular that it was taken up by other folks, not in North Carolina. I think they're actually in Europe. But they picked it up, and they're supporting it, and they're developing it. And they have gone a really unique way with Peppermint. They've renamed it just to Peppermint. It is still cloud-centric, okay? It's still a very thin, responsive, fast version of Linux, but now it's based directly on Debian. Okay, it used to be based on Ubuntu, which is a derivative or is based on Debian. Now it's directly based on Debian. It is faster. It is smoother. It is thinner. It is great for old hardware. If you've got an old computer sitting around, say an old laptop you haven't used in forever, try Peppermint on it. You will be amazed. Okay? So let's do an install of Peppermint right now, and let's take a look at it and look at the new version, okay? So here we are in VirtualBox Manager. Let's start a new session here. We're going to call this Peppermint, and it is Linux, and we could go with Ubuntu since it is very close to that, but I'm just going to choose other Linux 64-bit. And in keeping with the fact that this is a lean operating system, we're only going to give it 1 gig of available memory for the RAM. And let's see, we're going to create a virtual hard disk, so let's go ahead and do that. And 8 gig will be fine. Again, you don't need a lot for Peppermint. All right, so let's go ahead and crank it up. And when we do, we're going to, as it comes up here, we're going to point it to the downloaded version that I have of Peppermint. And we're going to, let's see, let's add it in because I think I need to just go over to downloads, pick it up here, and bring it in so it's available for us to use. There we go, Peppermint 10. This is the 2019 December the 10th version. And we'll go ahead and start it. I wanted you to see the full install here. We're going to do a try first. I like doing that because we get into it a little quicker this way. Get rid of some of these little messages that pop up when we run it. Under VirtualBox, that's specific to VirtualBox. If you do have a physical machine to try it on, I would recommend that. Nothing wrong with installing it here on VirtualBox, but you will be amazed, particularly if you have an older machine, at how fast Peppermint is on that older machine. So now we've got a trial version up here. We can see how clean and simple it is, what we have available. You'll also notice we have Firefox installed already. We have Dropbox available. It will install if you use it. You have a BitTorrent client. You have all kinds of options here. And you notice one of the options it has there for internet is a product called ICE. ICE is desktop integration for web pages, and we'll see that in action here in just a few moments. But before we do that, let's go ahead and do an actual install of Peppermint 10 to our VirtualBox machine. And we're not even going to read the release notes. We're just going to jump right into it. So English, yes. Hablo inglés, of course. Normal installation, download updates, install third-party software for graphics and Wi-Fi hardware. I'm going to go ahead and do that. I suggest you do as well on an older machine. And we're just going to continue here. This downloading updates is kind of nice because it saves time. Now we're going to erase the disk because we know we just created this disk. If you're doing it on a physical machine, then I would suggest you check to be sure, because that machine will be completely overwritten. Check, make sure there's nothing there that you want. Now, I'm in the Eastern time zone, so we're going to go ahead and go with New York time. And we'll go ahead and type name. Computer's name, we're just going to call it Peppermint. And go ahead and create your user account. I'm going to log in automatically with no password. Actually, I don't know. Let me give it a simple password. A completely unsafe password. Just 123. Because we're going to get rid of this machine when I'm through with it. I would recommend you do that under normal circumstances. All right, we're copying files here. And this will take a little while. So I think we'll go ahead and probably skip ahead in the process. Well, I don't know. Let's watch our screens here. Thank you for installing Peppermint 10 whilst your system is being installed and configured. Please allow us to introduce you to Peppermint, its main components, and our simple vision. Whilst. I like that. All right. Let's see what else we got here. I'm gonna jump ahead in the screens. What is Peppermint? Peppermint is a super fast, yes it is, Linux operating system. Designed to be stable and lightweight, Peppermint is an open source project. Peppermint 10, which happens to be the version this is built on a long-term support code base, making it fully supported until 2023. Team Peppermint have our own philosophy. Read more about it in the following slides. So let's jump ahead here. The Peppermint philosophy. At Peppermint, we think the user should decide. So we simply provide a fully functional desktop with a minimum of installed applications. I like that. Through the use of web apps, we keep the system small, light, and fast. But unlike cloud-based operating systems, Peppermint doesn't limit you to web apps. You're also free to install whatever local software you like. The choice is yours. Don't you just like that? I like freedom of choice. ICE is the key feature, as I mentioned before. ICE is Peppermint's own utility for integrating web apps into the system menu and displaying them as though they are locally installed applications. ICE is a site-specific browser framework that launches web apps in a single window with none of the clutter of a more traditional web browser. Web and local applications are now on an equal footing. I really like that. We'll see that demonstrated here. The Peppermint Settings Panel. The Peppermint Settings Panel displays all major system settings in a single handy location. Settings are divided into convenient categories, allowing you to find what you need quickly. The settings panel is easily accessible from the main menu. Other major features, meta packages, multiple applications in one package. Turn your system into a powerful office, photographic, networking, graphic arts, or child's workstation, all with a single click. The cloud, Google Drive and Dropbox make cloud storage and easy access. Games. We've included a few small web games, but feel free to install the Steam client or any local games you desire. Steam available. Just saying. All right, featured software. Browse through 80,000 plus free packages in the software manager and install what you want with a single click. More advanced users can also choose to use the Synaptic Package Manager or the command line. Popular apps include LibreOffice, GIMP, OpenShot, Inkscape, Blender, Steam, Kodi, Thunderbird, etc. You decide what you want to install. That's the way it should be. The Peppermint community. Peppermint has several social outlets, including Facebook, Twitter, and our friendly community forum, which recently moved, by the way, but just shows they're active. Have any questions, want to know more, or simply want to meet other Peppermint enthusiasts? All these outlets are easily accessible from the system menu or your web browser start page. Use Peppermint everywhere. Peppermint is versatile, and stable. You can use it for just about anything, including home and business PCs and laptops. Peppermint, with thousands of free and open source applications, a click away, numerous free support resources, automatic updates, and a friendly community, it's easy to see why so many people use Peppermint as their OS of choice. Enjoy your Peppermint. Thank you for installing Peppermint 10. Peppermint is a free and open source project, so it would appreciate it if you spread the word. We're always on the lookout for talented people to join the team. So if you're interested in participating, please get in touch. We really hope you enjoy this latest release. We're always open to suggestions for improvements, so drop us a line. If you had anything you'd like to say, we'd love to hear from you. It's a friendly group of folks, wouldn't you say? All right. Let's see. That was the last slide. We're running depackaged now, so we're just about done. Completely removing some of the things that they used to set it up, so we're just about done here. And then we'll take a look at what Peppermint can do for us. So I'm going to go ahead and as we're finishing up here, it will soon ask us to reboot. So I'm going to go ahead and jump ahead a bit and show you the final product once installed. All right, we've rebooted, and now here we are on the main screen of Peppermint within VirtualBox. Let's go over here to the menu, and you'll see that a lot of the options in here are pretty much just like what you would expect in Windows. But here's something very interesting. If you look at Office, you notice what they have is Gmail, which is a web app, Microsoft Excel Online, Word Online, Google Drive. These are all web applications. Yet they're part of the menu system as though they were installed locally. This is what we mean by this being a web-centric operating system or a cloud-based operating system. Okay, so one of the things that they have available is an application called Ice. That's what I want us to take a look at. This is really unique. So I'm going to create a new application. We're going to call it Speak Faith Today, or SF Today. And then we're going to enter the web address, which is just a regular web address. For those of you that are not familiar with speakfaith.today, that is a web application that I wrote. Now, we're going to make it part of the internet menu. You can come in here and select the options of what you want this to be. We could put it anywhere, but I think internet is pretty appropriate. We're going to use the site fave icon as the application icon, and then let's go ahead and apply it. And the site is down or unavailable. Continue anyway. I wonder if that's because I put the address as HTTPS. Let's close it and take a look at it. We'll come over here. We'll go to internet. Notice we've got SF Today, just like it was an application installed locally. We'll click on it. There you go. It brings it up. And I call this a web application because even though it is really a website, it is written to display correctly on phones. That's why it's longer here in the center, is because on a phone you would see this page. Now, if you were to come in here and click on Brother Kenneth Copeland's program and click on his program, today's the 24th, we'll click on his program for tomorrow,
every believer,
and it will start playing.
A voice, and it's the voice of
now,
victory.
I'm going to go ahead and exit out of there. I'm not sure whether you could hear that audio or not, but it was playing. But you notice that we created, in effect, a web application as part of the internet grouping of options here. You could do that with any web page. So, for instance, Wikipedia, or maybe Google search engine, or your web-based email. You could create web-based email and put it under Office, for instance, if that was where you wanted to put it. But you can see the power of this. Obviously, that can only be used if you're online, not offline. But you can go ahead and install, for instance, over here under Office, you could install LibreOffice and use it offline. But the beauty of this is, for a very low-powered computer, an old laptop, an old desktop, that's very underpowered for Windows, you can install Peppermint. It'll be snappy. It'll be fast. And in most cases, you're going to want to just use web applications in that case anyway. Now, for instance, it goes into Mozilla Firefox here, brings up the main page, which is basically a search engine with DuckDuckGo is the driver for it, and then the Peppermint logo. This is the start page for PeppermintOS.com, which is the website that is the, you might say, home website for the Peppermint operating system. So, pretty neat. I'm really impressed with this particular distro. I think it's great for, like I say, underpowered systems, or you're setting up something for your grandmother, grandfather, your aunt that doesn't know much about computing. This is a great operating system to set up for them that will be safe and secure for them and pretty much get done everything that they need to get done. If, for instance, if they want to access their banking website, you could set that up as an ICE-based application, or in other words, a web application, make it part of the menu and tell them, hey, look, anytime you want to go to your banking site, you just go to whichever group you want to put it in, click on the bank site there, and it will come right up. They don't even have to understand that they're using a web browser. They just know that's how they access their bank. Just one example of many options that you could set up for somebody that doesn't know a whole lot about computing but needs to get things done through their local computer and online. So that's what I wanted to show you this week. Hope you enjoyed it. And let's go back to the program. Okay, what did you think of that? Isn't that cool? Peppermint is awesome, I'm telling you. If you've got, like I said, an old system that's just slow and kind of, you just can't get anything done on it with Windows, it's perfect for Peppermint. So repurpose that old system with Peppermint, okay? You will be impressed, I can guarantee, okay? So, that'll do it for this week. I wanted you to see the new version, experience it for yourself, and enjoy playing around, because that's what it's all about, folks, is geeking out, okay? Join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.